Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 224. Can you overcome a handicap that has been yours since childhood? Suppose when you were little, your parents did not know how to teach you, train and nurture you in love. So, now you have problems inherited ever since childhood. Sometimes you even hate yourself for the way you feel or act. Can you overcome the handicap that has been yours since childhood? Your Father in Heaven knows all about it. He does not blame you for what you had nothing to do with before you were accountable. He loves and respects you as an individual for whom Christ gave the sacrifice of his life. Still, God cannot excuse defects of character that ruin your own and others' happiness even though you acquired them through DNA or in less than perfect childhood upbringing. He has given us a Savior whose special job is to save us from our inherited and cultivated tendencies to evil. He is the great physician who heals wounded hearts. We don't need to carry around the defects that our parents saddled upon us. This promise is in Psalm 27:10, "When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me." Not that they willfully abandoned you on someone's doorstep. Your parents left you in the sense that they didn't know how to help you. There was a point beyond which emotionally they couldn't give you what you needed, and it was no fault of theirs. Perhaps they inherited weaknesses from their own childhood. The problem goes back to Adam, really. Therefore, you will find healing in letting the Savior write the fifth commandment in your heart, which says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you." In Christ you can honor them as the parents that they would have been if only they had known Christ better as their Savior. That fifth commandment is a promise more than a stern command when you see it as the new covenant. Even if you feel like a youthful friend of mine who said he could never honor his alcoholic father, the principle of corporate guilt and corporate forgiveness enables you to honor them in Christ. At the very point where your parents failed, that's precisely where the Lord will take care of you.